President Biden says he hopes new measures he unveiled today to increase coronavirus testing and vaccination, but not lock down the country, will unite people as infections from the Omicron variant spread across the world.
My plan I'm announcing today pulls no punches in the fight against COVID-19, and it's a plan that I think should unite us. I know COVID-19 has been very divisive in this country. It's become a political issue, which is a sad, sad commentary.
Biden spoke just hours after health officials in Minnesota confirmed a second person has been infected with Omicron, a man who had recently traveled to New York City for an anime conference. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Mara, the president's in a difficult position here, right? I mean, on the one hand, he's got a fast-spreading variant. On the other, there's a lot of political division over more pandemic restrictions. So how is he trying to balance those competing interests?
Well, I think he's trying to find the kind of restrictions that, as he said, people can rally around that aren't divisive. He started out his remarks by saying that his plan for the winter does not include lockdowns. It's interesting that he started with what it doesn't include. He said he wants to keep schools open. So he's proposing a whole lot of things that will encourage, he hopes, encourage people to get vaccinated, to get boosted. He has a new plan where every time a kid tests positive in school, the whole class doesn't have to quarantine. And he's also trying to make testing more available.
And one of the other things on the list, too, is that beginning next week, all travelers to the U.S. will have to provide proof of a negative COVID test within one day of boarding their flights. That's down from three. Is the president feeling pressure to test domestic travelers as well? Is that on the table?
Well, Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, says nothing is off the table and that they're willing to consider anything. But I am not hearing a big groundswell for testing to board domestic flights. But as you said, people who are re-entering the United States or coming to the United States already have to test before they get on a plane. It was 72 hours before they boarded. Now it's going to be one day. But the White House says that they're willing to consider other kinds of restrictions. But for now, it's just going to be a test before you board a flight to come home from abroad, and there will be a mask mandate for domestic travel. Not a testing mandate, but a mask mandate.
Okay, and let's get to that testing access that you mentioned earlier, too. In January, the White House is going to make millions of at-home coronavirus tests free to uninsured or underinsured people at community health centers. But the president is asking others to go through a process of getting reimbursed by their private insurance, which can be kind of a hassle. Just by comparison, Britain makes the tests free and Germany makes them available for about a buck. What's the White House say about that, Mara?
Yeah, this is the, I think, what public health officials will tell you and experts will tell you is the weakest link of the Biden proposals, is that countries that have gotten COVID under control much better than the United States has, countries like South Korea, do massive testing. Testing is widely available. And as you said, in Britain, you don't have to pay at all. In Germany, it's only about a dollar. So why the White House can't make massive amounts of tests free everywhere, walk into a pharmacy, get one at home, is unclear. But I think that's the one thing that wouldn't be divisive that he still hasn't been able to accomplish.
Okay. And perhaps the tip of the spear on this strategy, of course, is to urge more people to get vaccinated. And to that end, the White House is planning to set up family clinics, starting a public education campaign with AARP to reach seniors who haven't yet gotten their booster shots. Is this going to turn things around at a time when the president's coronavirus advisors acknowledge it's not yet known how effective the shots are going to be against Omicron?
Right, except for we're going to know that, they say, pretty soon about how effective the boosters are against Omicron. They were pretty effective against Delta. The president says we're going into this Christmas season a lot stronger than we were a year ago. 72% of Americans who are eligible are now vaxxed. He wants that number to be much higher, and he is trying to encourage people in many different ways to get boosted or vaxxed if they haven't gotten vaxxed, making it much more accessible. He mentioned a poll that showed that 30% of people who were adamantly against getting the vaccination now are saying they will get it because of the Omicron variant. So he's continuing to push for boosters. Push for vaccines, that's the thing that every scientist will tell you is the most effective tool to use against COVID.
Last thing, Mara, in the moment we have, and the president said he's sorry to see this turn political, but there had been talk of a government shutdown in the next few days. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, he mentioned that there are some Republicans in Congress who would either want the country to default or the government to shut down unless he promised never to commit to any more COVID mandates. He said, go figure. He doesn't know why they're doing that. But yes, that is a flashpoint in Congress, and we'll see what happens in the standoff in the next couple of days.
All right. We know you'll be watching it. Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.